The 13th Afternoon, or The Follies of Krishna. The merchant of Venezuela was locked in his room by a sailor, who demanded a bushel of blood, or at least the address of his tailor, and a lesson in chewing the cud. The dream of a mid-autumn night is like an unflyable kite which will land in a tree on a Saturday night while trying to act like a bee. Have you ever seen a meringue delivering a violent harangue, or a dissident dove with a sharp parasang to give as a gift to his love? The skylark once sang to his mate, "We'll meet at the buttery gate and slip on the hinge, for this is our fate if we ever go out on a binge." The mad metallurgical monk was attacked by a scurrilous skunk, and the bullfighting Basque sailed away in a junk, and the skunk ran away with a flask. As the flames of the candle grew dim, there appeared from the glow Cherubim, who made off with the wax. Though feeble of limb, they have strong oleaginous backs. I wish I were a porcupine upon the banks of Dee, or else a gilded telephone in far Trincomalee, for then I'd find myself at ease, for often I have said that effervescent lemonade is better for the head than Montezuma's requiem performed while drinking tea. For Montezuma had a thought, a lentil is a pea, and half the sea is molten wax, the other half is lead. But which is which we'll never know, for Montezuma's dead. I'm glad I'm not a pot of jam on Chile's distant plains, or Genghis Khan's best underblumps, or... I can't read it, I just can't. I'm glad I'm not a pot of jam on Chile's distant plains, or Genghis Khan's best blunderbuss, or even Tamburlaine's, for then I'd feel that curried eel, though often rather poor, was the only proper food to eat in Warsaw or the Ruhr, unless riding down the Rhine by night with sadly slackened reins, my silver-plated tie awry, my stomach plagued by pains, I'd strike an attitude of wrath, a posture quite demure, but what was what you'd never know, for cancer has no cure. Though there was a young doctor named Blake who kept yellow mice in a cage, when they said that he must be insane, he replied he undoubtedly wasn't, but of course if they said he was wrong, and in fact he was right all along, he would make them a very fine cake as an underhand Christmas present, for it was all the result of a wage that was not to be paid again. I'm sorry never to have seen Marmozette at play, for he's a child, and I to him in loco parente. He dangles from a lofty limb, and sits athwart a brook, and cries in sundry ancient tongues, "Pro carmine illuc!" He speaks anon appalling French, and shouts, "Je suis été!" A cheerful lad he is, you see, just like a summer's day. And if I try to stop him, why, he quells me with a look, for if I am a bishop, why then he must be a rook. Oh, the gramophone is a marvellous beast, half bat, half snail, half prawn, half wombat, half elephant, half kinkajou, the remaining half is the least, only 3 1/2 in captivity. It's kept on a verdigris lawn, it has nothing to do from even to morn, but at night it is always released. It roams through the streets, and whomever it meets, it cries, "Where do you do?" like an arrogant youth through a mouthful of sweets. It roves over parks, and it frequently barks to the denizens of far-flung Herzegovina, "Linear B!" It runs through the town in an old dressing-gown, which it constantly doffs. You can hear as it coughs that its feathers are down. It paints at an easel the size of a measle, 2 armies in combat, both chucking a bomb at whatever the breeze'll bear to the river, be it kidney or liver or pieces of bacon, the cat has forsaken for the sake of a quiver. Whatever it be, the gramophone beast, half this, half that, he will paint it, on a canvas so rare that the wealth of the world for to buy it could never aspire, so rare, so unique, that the wrath of the world would descend on any that taint it, or assault any seller who would try to dispose of this treasure to an eloquent buyer. Yes, the wrath would be dire. The burglars of Leamington Spa are renowned for their daring and dash, for they never make use of a car unless they're travelling terribly far in search of illicit cash. The lemmings of Bergen op Zoom have stormed the municipal pool and invaded the manager's room, which is next to the emperor's tomb. The emperor was a fool. The martyrs of Montevideo were lynched every night by a mob, while the soldiers would faintly say, "Oh, my goodness, they're getting rough in their play. Oh, what does a burglar but rob?" The crabs which infest Marrakesh are careless up mountain tops. When they're tipsy, they get out of breath, though the net has a very fine mesh to help with the hauling of hops. The venomous vermin of Vaud has a hide like a hideous hag. It speaks in the highway code, while painting its hearers with woad. You see, it is quite a wag. The animal kingdom has come now to grief, though the vegetable garden is fully in leaf.